Raining and light, problems. Problems. Nothing can make them go away. Nothing can make them stay away. Not having all the money, not having all the fame, the fans, the followers, the likes. When we were younger, our earliest problems may have been waiting to be fed and waiting to be held, and hopefully by a loving caregiver. If this all happened and seamlessly, our problems of today would be easier to move through. Problems are surmounted by anxiety and depression, and if we're naturally prone to the severity of the two, it is challenging to see through problems. Problems during childhood may have been making new friends, which toy to play with first, trying to fall asleep the night before a big day, and listening to the instructions and directions of our guardians. Most of these problems relied on the support and encouragement of a positive adult role model. If we had one throughout our childhood, our problems today would be easier to move through. Problems come even when we seem to be doing everything right. Steadfasting in prayer and meditation, working hard, paying our bills on time, taking care of family, and being charitable. Sometimes don't seem to be enough, but don't quit. Problems are a fact of life, and just like all facts of life, they come and they go. The problem here is when will they go and getting them to go. Problems during adolescence may have been tied to puberty and coming of age. Facial breakouts, styling our hair, wearing the right clothes and shoes, falling in love for the first time, that first heartbreak, and meeting the intense demands of home and school while trying to figure ourselves out amongst peer pressure. If we recall the daily reminders and messages from those who we trusted and those who believed in us, we survived those years. And yet and still, problems continued into early adulthood. Getting out on our own and deciding how far away from home we'd like to travel. Do we party or do we settle down early? Do we attend college, join the military, fall into employment that we hope will be gainful? If we've been able to move through the early years, we can move through these years trusting our own choice. Moving through problems and of all stages would be a sure tell that we can also get through problems of the coming stages. If we want to, and if we have the right supports, and if we are willing to support ourselves with moments to breathe. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Breathe in today. Breathe out the problems of today. Breathe in the puzzle of you. Puzzles, problems only before we piece them together, with patience, the right partner, careful thought and intention. Breathe out the inability to solve our own problems. Problems are problems as long as we allow them to be. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Move through the problems by imagining the moment they no longer exist, and by knowing that while they do, we are growing. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Problems. A situation, a dispute, challenges, complications, dilemmas, stressors, difficulties, issues, obstacles, jams, tight spots. All of these words are just another word for problems. Be reminded that words are words until we give them meanings. What if we say that a problem is just a question, and awaiting an answer, or a solution? If we see a problem in this way, we can recognize that everything is a question until we answer it. At one point, we were a question, and at some point, we've held questions within us. Some we've answered and some we're working on. A problem can be a headache if we are reluctant to breathe through it. Of course, there are bigger problems than the ones we've described, and sometimes breathing through them will not feed a hungry stomach. Breathing through them will not pay that bill or the late fee. Breathing through them will not bring back that loved one. Breathing through them will not give us shelter, nor will breathing through them end a war. Solving these problems will take the spirit of more than one and breathing together. If we all breathe together, better legislation and policies will come. If we're breathing together, charitable acts will be made. If we breathe together, moments of peace will be created for all. Problems are when something is or goes wrong. To come up with a plan to correct it, we must breathe and through the silence of the mind and the heart. It is so important to work inside out. This is taking care of home first. This is working on ourselves first, and so that we are better able to help others. It is essential that when presented with a problem, we attempt to prioritize it in our life and the grand picture. This is defining the problem and be reminded that sometimes things will not make sense. If possible, we must look at what is causing the problem. Sometimes we have to question if we're the ones causing the problem. We must come up with a plan and then act on it. Know that even without a problem, we still need a plan for pretty much everything. And then we must execute it. Knowing that we are the executives in and of our own lives. Problems are energy and energy consuming. So we want to be sure that we continue to fill our energy supply and as much as possible with the right energy and from the right sources, and namely from within. We are responsible for the energy we take and the energy that we give. And for this, we must use caution and at all times to lead with our light and even through the dark. A problem when we were little kids may have been a fear of falling asleep in the dark. So maybe we used a nightlight. This concept still reigns true. Keep the light on within and within good energy. Monsters are afraid of the light. The brighter we shine, the further away they will be. Problems. Of all the problems in the world, of all the problems that we've had, have, and will continue to have, let's not be trapped with problems of not agreeing with someone else's thoughts or opinions. We have choices to walk away. We have choices to change a channel. We have choices to change a station. We have choices to swipe away from the content that we may be viewing or reading. Remember, true beauty is doing you. Avoiding other people's problem is also doing you. This means handling your own business, taking care of ourselves, and minding our own business. Not being concerned with what is beyond our very own windows and walls. Doing all of this could potentially save us from 50% of the problems we'll face, or we face. For those big problems that we can't seem to shake, professional support is at your fingertips. So, if needed, make that call. Problems, and just the same as humans, take care of them when they're small. Problems rely on the greater you, our higher power, our higher levels of understanding. Problems may begin to dim or fade when we are reigning in light.